The ballot initiative asks voters to approve a new tax that would fund what supporters say would change the way Tampa Bay commutes. Hart board members and Hillsborough commissioners weren't sure about how detailed they should get on the ballot, which has a 75-word limit. Board member Stephen Polzine, who represents Tampa, said that the future is too uncertain for specifics.
I get nervous about the more specificity we put in the details of the spending plan. I realize you need to paint a picture for the public of what they're getting. I understand that. But as I've said repeatedly, these are extraordinarily dynamic times. We need to be flexible. We need to be responsive. If gas jumps to $7, it's one thing. If it doesn't, it's something else. If the feds have new and more money for matching, it's one thing. If they don't, it's something else. We need to be flexible.
Details listed in the currently proposed language include the expansion of the bus system to more than 560 buses and maintaining a funding ratio of 75% to 25% for rapid transit and road projects, respectively. Local rail is also mentioned, though it had been previously pulled from the ballot language. Polzine cited the buses as another example of a detail that should not be included on the referendum.
Even the reference to 560 buses in there, it would take us years to be able to house, purchase, procure, receive. You know, there's no timelines on it. I don't know quite what the point of it being in there. Nobody would know how many buses we have today anyway. They wouldn't know if that was an increase or a decrease for the most part in terms of the lay public.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner said that the 75-25 clause might be too restrictive in the future. He added that the intricacies of the transit overhaul should be included in policy documents and not on the ballot.
To put a 75-25 on a referendum that might tie the hands of future governments, I think, I don't know that I would advocate that because things change all the time. I think that needs to be spelled out in the interlocal agreement, which gives the parties an opportunity in the future to mutually agree upon if those percentages need the change.
Beckner said that detailed referendum question language was no substitute for educating the public on the issue ahead of the election.
You can't get the entire educational piece of what this is about in ballot language in 75 words. The way you go about doing that is educating people like we have been doing going out and doing public forums and such. So we can't expect that every single detail about the referendum is going to be contained in 75 words.
Board members say they hope to finalize the ballot language by May. County Commissioner Mark Sharp is holding a meeting this afternoon to address all remaining questions on the transit tax ballot initiative and will also take up the issue at Wednesday's Board of County Commissioners meeting. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.